Chapter 5. Conversational Evangelism. Personal Witnessing. He that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30. After reading the chapter entitled The Object, it seems natural to inquire as to whether the Gideons have put into practice what they have professed for so many years. In his report to the annual convention held in Boston in 1954, President Raymond R. Lindsay said, "While the records of newborn souls are being kept by our Heavenly Father, we can't count them here. We have been very much encouraged as men in this association have told us how the Lord burdened their hearts about conversational evangelism and how He is blessing as they submit themselves in following Him to become fishers of men. We are so grateful to our Heavenly Father that He does use each of us to be a blessing in each other's lives as we encourage one another to be soul winners for Him each day of our lives as we go about our everyday walk of life. Our hearts are cheered as we read some of the stirring testimonies of how the Lord is using men of this association to invite men and women to Jesus Christ. May this flame of personal evangelism grow until general revival comes." One way in which Gideons have had the opportunity of doing personal work has been when they have had exhibitions or booths where they could make known the ministry of the Gideons and, while talking with the individuals, present to them personally the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot in this history take courage of the great amount of work done along this line by the state organizations and local camps. The Gideons International has two such outstanding booths. The first booth was at the Century of Progress Fair held in Chicago during the summers of 1933 and 1934. The booth was in Hall of Social Science and was in charge of Field Secretary Kenyon A. Palmer. It is interesting to note that the booth was not in the Hall of Religion, where one would normally expect to find it. The attendance in the Hall of Social Science was much greater than the attendance in the Hall of Religion, and thus many more people could be presented to the Gideon ministry. Many individuals professed to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior at this booth, but evidently no accurate count was kept. At least no record of such a count has been found. In 1939 and 1940, the Gideons International had a booth at the New York World's Fair. Field Secretary Kenyon A. Palmer also had charge of this booth. During 1939, he had his co-workers George E. Matheson Jr. and James Bissett. The next year, his co-workers were George E. Matheson Jr., Julius Raplia, and Walter W. Meyer. God signally blessed them as they presented Christ to literally thousands. During 1939, 2,083 professed acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The next year, 1806, signifies their acceptance. Many and varied were the experiences that they had in dealing with different persons regarding their spiritual welfare. In 1937, the Gideons published the Gideon Handbook, which in reality was the first guidebook. This was written and edited by Gideon S. Hugh Payne. In chapter 13, he offers a few practical suggestions for successful personal soul winning. His first suggestion was that the word be memorized. He said, quote, "As Gideons, we know from experience how important in soul winning is the word of God. We are placing Bibles because they save souls. We have hundreds of testimonies which prove it. Yet, how many of us have equipped ourselves personally with memorized scripture so that we may easily lead men to Christ? Without the living and powerful word of God at tongue's end, we shall be helpless. Let us arm ourselves with the truth." End quote. Knowing how essential it is to have memorized scripture if one is to deal with souls, O.T. Goldsmith, then an international trustee, in 1945 introduced what became known as the Gideon Scripture Memory Course. It provided a unique way of memorizing 55 scripture verses. The verses were printed on one side of cards, 5.5 × 3, and the Bible references on the reverse side. It was necessarily not only to memorize the verse itself, but also to memorize where the particular verse may be found. The card containing the 5 key verses was first sent out. Then, when they had been memorized, a printed request was sent to the headquarters for the 10 gospel verses. When these had been memorized, headquarters, upon request, sent cards containing 10 verses on answers. In a like manner, the next group of verses was on the Christian life. The fourth group of verses was on fruit, and the fifth group, being the concluding one, was on promises. It will be seen that by following this simple systematic plan, it was not long before one had memorized all the key Bible verses necessary for dealing with the lost sinners who needed salvation. The addenda to this history contains a list of the verses comprising this Gideon Scripture memory course, which is still available from headquarters. Many manuals and guidebooks have been published since the one in 1937, referred to above, and they all contain practical suggestions for success in conversational evangelism or personal witnessing. Recognizing that the tactful use of tracts is a great help in personal work, for many years they have been available to Gideons for purchase from headquarters. These tracts are largely comprised of scripture verses. Open-air meetings where testimonies are given by Gideons afford an opportunity to do personal work. Many souls have been won for the Lord Jesus Christ at Gideon open-air street meetings. Because of this, many Gideons feel that at every national convention, plans should be made for street meetings. For many years, Mr. Harry G. Soliner has been in charge of the street meetings at Gideon National Conventions. Because of his many years of experience as superintendent of Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago, he is in an enviable position to direct these meetings and to instruct and inspire Gideons how to be effective in this work. Recognizing that an essential requisite for success in conversational evangelism is prayer, the Gideon Association for many years has emphasized a weekly prayer meeting in every camp. Burden Bearers prayer meetings, as introduced to the National Convention in Chicago in 1955 by Chaplain Axel P. Fredin, have been the means of teaching Gideons what prevailing prayer really is. Since then, Burden Bearers prayer meetings have been held every night after the evening meetings at national and state conventions. These meetings are not adjourned at a prescribed time, but continue as long as any remain for prayer, with the distinct understanding that anyone should feel free to leave at any time before the adjournment. Often these prayer meetings continue not only to midnight, but to the wee hours of the next morning. Therefore, it can be seen that the emphasis on soul winning by the Gideons has been undergirded by scripture memorization and prayer for many years. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James chapter 5, verse 16.